Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord, that we start every day just reminding ourselves and keeping our mind on your goodness. Thank you. Thank you that the stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. And it is marvelous in our eyes. It's more than just marvelous in our eyes. It's the greatest blessing we've ever received. And this is a day. We now in this day, in this goodness, and this day that you have made, and we rejoice and be glad in it. And I thank you that the path now of the righteous, Lord, just gets brighter and brighter unto full day, Lord. So thank you, Lord. We stay in the light as you in the light, drawing close to you, being conscious of you, and then knowing that we will not be tested beyond what we can handle. And you are always there. And so we keep our mind on things above. I thank you. We've been raised and seated with you in heavenly places so that in the time to come, your goodness and mercy and provision and the purpose for our lives here just takes place more and more. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 6, verse 3 to 10. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance, in affliction, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patient kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise, we are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing everything.
Hallelujah, possessing everything, because God has possessed us in Christ, just as he predestined before the foundation of the earth to turn to the Sabbath rest and stay in the goodness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we can just see from our Lord and our Savior that he was here to walk the walk and show us a way. What was his words? As my Father sent me, so I send you. The works that I do, you shall also do. As much as the Father loves me, he loves you. And now we see in the disciples, they are the ones that God chose to encourage this, exactly what he said. So we hear those same things coming out there again. It's, you know, if, when a new product is made available, then it's first of all, used as an example that people can see, look, this vehicle can ride on rough ground. This vehicle can ride smoothly. This vehicle can ride under the sea, on the sea, and this vehicle can even fly. So I'm just speaking about something that has been made available in a worldly sense. Now, this is what God done with the disciples, all of them. You know, the original disciples, they went through many things so that the goodness of God could still be seen, that he could take them through. Amen. And no weapon formed against them could prosper. And this is what we encourage with again here this morning, but this is by Paul. Then remembering again, just as they've been said, the same measure of faith. I was reading that yesterday again in 2 Peter. There Peter starts off, we've got that same measure of faith. This is the things that we have. We have been raised up. We are blessed. And we don't be yo-yos up and down. Now we stay in that mindset. And that's how we overcome. And as this word says this morning, and that no matter what darkness, what trials, what tribulation, this is what we mustn't forget. I mean, before this reading, we got all the other wonderful readings we now ambassadors. He became sin so we can be rich, we can be righteous, and at acceptable time he has heard us. This is the day. So everything that we've lost and everything we've ever dreamed, it's way beyond our dreams, has now been made available in Christ Jesus. And that's what we just stay in on a daily basis. And so we commend ourselves by great endurance, by purity, by knowledge, by patience, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by truthful speech, by genuine love, and the power of God with the weapons of righteousness, always doing good to all people, rejoicing, prayerful, and thankful. So be blessed, guys. Keep your mind in the right place. Don't be a yo-yo up and down. Stay. You are the righteousness of God. And as the righteousness of God, you lack no good thing. So run to the light. Stay in the light in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.